Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080. The following program has been pre-recorded.
We're joined now by Sue Frisch and Devin Carlton. This concept of this weekend in Norfolk, which is next weekend, and you have this lovely sheet of paper that you can also get all the schedule online if you go to weekendinnorfolk.org. I guess I'll start with you, Devin. Are you born and raised here? Have you been here a long time, or are you a transplant?
I'm a transplant. I'm originally from Austin, Texas.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. My husband and I just moved to Norfolk. That's how I say it.
Okay. Not helping.
I know. We just moved here in April.
Oh, my goodness. I've been in New England my whole life. I was born in 71. I grew up in the Boston area. This is a legitimate winter. Like, we haven't had a legitimate winter. Maybe it's still, like, from my childhood, a little bit less snow. We had all the snow, but it was one storm, right? But in terms of temperature, this is a real winter.
And this is my first New England winter.
But look at you. You're decked to the nines here.
I love it. I left the heat for a reason.
So you like it?
I love it.
So how do you move here so quick and get involved, with Sue in this event?
Yeah, so I'm actually the newest member of the Weekend in Norfolk Committee, and we just got very lucky in how we met. And it was really important to me when I moved here to be involved in the community and, you know, make it clear that I care about somewhere that I'm moving, and I just...
We're just a carpetbagger passing through.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
And so I've only been on the board, I think, for 4 or 5 months now, but, I mean, we've seen such an impact, and I'm so excited for next weekend. It's the biggest winter weekend in Norfolk that we've had.
Well, I want to talk about that now. So, first of all, it's great. I think that these communities need the influx of, youth and young people, and I think it's great. Sue, just talk about how there's a weekend in Norfolk in the summer, and then there's one in the winter, and this is the ninth year, I believe, for the winter. Just talk, before we get into the what, like, what's the genesis? How did this start?
A group in town put out a paper flyer called The Map and Guide of Norfolk, and it had all the amenities, the pub, the hub, the Infinity Hall, the library, all of our wonderful things that we have here in town. And I was walking along Station Place one day thinking, how can we really literally show those? And the idea of having the events to put on and invite people from out of town and all around town to see them sort of suddenly came to my head. So I got to the post office. There was a friend, Holly, and she loved the idea. We walked up to the library and found another friend, Ruthie. We called a meeting at Town Hall and asked the different organizations, would they participate? And they all said yes. So we had Weekend in Norfolk in 2016, and it was a success, and we haven't looked back. We're in our 12th year of doing this. We'll have our 11th summer weekend in Norfolk, the first weekend in August this year. We're about to have our 9th annual winter weekend, which we added just for fun and to keep on celebrating, especially in the winter.
Especially in the winter.
You need something to feel good about, yeah.
Here we are.
All right, listen, I'm talking with Devin Carlton and Sue Frisch here about Weekend in Norfolk. If you're making plans, it's not this weekend, it's next weekend. And I would just ask each of you, and I think your perspective is interesting too, someone who's new to the community, but I'll ask you first, Sue, give me two or three of your favorite things that people should think about.
Oh, that is so hard. I've
been
trying to think about
it. We love all of our children, but you have to. We all have favorites, too.
Well, for one thing, on Sunday, it's turning out to be a great day for...
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Kids and their families. The elementary school is putting on Blizzard of Fun at Botel. They're having all kinds of activities. They're opening the gym and the library. They're doing winter-themed, just fun stuff and refreshments. That's from 10 to 2 at the school. And then from 2 to... four here at the Hub, they're going to put on movies. The National Iron Bank is bringing chocolate and cookies. Mm. And we're having a popcorn machine.
Yeah.
And talking about pop, there's a pop-up bookstore, pop-up art gallery, pop-up bakery with Red Horse Bakery. I mean, and if you go, again, it's very easy to do. Just go to weekendinnorfolk.org and you can get the schedule of events. What about you, Devin? What are you looking forward to?
There's so much. I mean, I love how the community comes together and just brings the town to life. The art shows. I think one thing I'm really excited about is our historical society. They're putting up an event called Romance of Worth, and it's 200-year-old artifacts, and there's going to be some gowns that are being exhibited for the very first time. So I'm a history nerd. Love history. There's also going to be some really great live music. Our local legend, Michael Cobb, he'll be playing at the Hub on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a brass quintet from the Norfolk Chamber Music in Yale at the library. And that is also on Saturday, I believe.
Well, the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival is like the oldest ones in the country. I mean, Yale's been coming up here for forever, right?
And they participate in the summer. Yeah. In Weekend in Norfolk.
So, I mean, who comes to this? I mean, because it's a town of 1,500 people, and there are literally 20-something events on each day that people can do. I mean, this is a lot of stuff to do. Do you draw in from New York, or do you draw in from other towns? Do you people come in from Harford County? Like, I mean, who comes?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's not as if it's very far away for anybody. The farthest person we've ever had is from Finland.
Who just happened to be here, or it was,
I honestly don't know. Maybe he was a relative of somebody. But yes, they come from all over the state. They come from nearby Massachusetts and New York and New York City. They come from Washington, D.C. I've had visitors from Texas who are just visiting, not staying.
Funny.
There's even pickleball, by the way. You can go to Weekend in Norfolk, and again, it's NORFOLK. No matter how you say it, they all spell it the same way. Just really quickly before I let you go, first, you, Sue, what do you love about this town?
I just love the way people come together and show their pride in their town and what they have and what they value and how open they are and how friendly they are and wanting other people to experience it with them.
Hmm. And Devin, what made you come here? Could have gone a lot of places.
I know. It was, we found a beautiful house with land and we just got really, really lucky to be in such a welcoming community. I was a little nervous being a transplant because I know it's a very small, cherished town. But
New Englanders can be tough.
Yep, yep. And I'm very Southern, where I'm very open and hospitable. But everyone has just been so welcoming and so kind. And
it's a New England
great
love
little
story.
Place. Yeah, it's just a really special little place.
I love it. And your husband's got great hair.
And he's a New Englander too, so
he
warned
here.
Me.
May I say one last thing?
You absolutely can.
I would like people to realize that most of these events that we're putting on for ourselves and for visitors are free. There are a few ticketed things, but almost everything is, you just walk in and enjoy it.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to see Peter Wolf at the... sold out. Listen, both of you, thank you so much, Devin and Sue. It's a pleasure to meet you. I hope everyone goes to weekendinnorfolk.org and makes, I mean, you'd be stunned at how many fun, free things you can do next weekend here to sample. And the weather will be probably like 10 degrees warmer than it is today.
Oh, the weather's going to be great.
So it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.